Our son Matthew serves as one of the CLC missionaries. He's in Africa right now. Some of you may be aware that he and Vanessa's daughter, Kaylee, had some tremendous problems with cysts in her brain earlier this year. And a recurrence of that occurred. So I invite you to join with me in a prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would guide the surgeon's hands in the surgery needed on Kaylee today. Provide healing according to your gracious will. And grant Matthew a swift and safe trip home to be with his family. Amen. Who are the 144,000 in the book of Revelation? The opening verses of chapter 7 emphasize the universality of God's grace. He sent his Son for all, who redeemed and justified all. In the devastations of time, God seals some to bring them to himself. Scripture shows that this refers to the Holy Spirit through the gospel in word and sacrament, bringing you and me, all believers, to faith in Christ. Possessing, protecting, preserving us to keep us in that church of Christ. Listen to verse 4 of chapter 7. I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So who are these 144,000? Well, the millennialists and the Jehovah's Witnesses would maintain that they are a special elite group of Christians, that they are the only ones who end up possessing the heavenly kingdom. Other believers just get a lower level salvation left here on this earth. So according to them, full salvation is limited to a literal number of 144,000. Contemplate that. If we divide 144,000 by 6,000, approximate age of the earth, you get 24 of those born each year. So they end up telling people, in order to know you're saved, you got to be confident that you measure up, that you qualify to be one of 24 out of about 70 million born each year. But what does Scripture say? In Revelation 7, as throughout Scripture, all mankind is divided into two groups. Not three or more, as the millennialists and Jehovah's Witnesses are doing. You are either those who are sealed by God through faith in Christ, or you are not. Believer or unbeliever. Moreover, listen to those who are sealed. The believers are now described in verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. So notice, those who are sealed are now described not as 144,000, but as a great multitude that no one can number. And all of them, all the believers, are before the throne of God in heaven. There are not some that are left behind to an inferior salvation on a still imperfect earth. Moreover, Revelation chapter 14 says that the 144,000 are those who have faith in Christ. So these verses make it very clear that the 144,000 and a great multitude beyond man's numbering are the same group. So why does God describe this a host arrayed in white as being both 144,000 and a great multitude that no man can number? Well, he's really giving us two views of his one purified bride. In the one view, the Lord is assuring you with all believers that you have been numbered. He knows each one of you. He elected you in eternity. He set you apart in time. He is working through the Spirit to preserve you through the future, to bring you and all believers into eternal bliss. And so the meaning of God's sealing is made more evident in connection with His numbering. He has numbered them all. He knows the full count. 144,000. The number that God alone knows. And He will not lose one. And so when John is asked in verse 13, who is this host arrayed in white? He responds, you know. For not one can be added by man's knowing. Not one can be added outside of Christ. Not one can be added by our buying or earning it. Only the one who sits on the throne can bring us into His eternal bliss through the blood of the Lamb. In the second view, the Lord is assuring you that not one of us need ever despair. There are so few, how could I ever qualify? For it is an innumerable multitude of all believers from every nation through all time, all who have faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin. This is the multitude that God knows. But no man on this earth can see all of this host arrayed in white. So why did God use the number 144,000? Scripture shows that this number then is a symbolic representation of the whole Christian church. 2 Timothy 2, which God alone knows. 12 and its multiples are used throughout Scripture to represent the people of God. The 12 tribes of the Old Testament. The 12 apostles in the New. In Revelation chapter 4, the 24 elders around the throne of God. In Revelation 21, the 12 foundations and the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven, whose wall is then measured at, guess what? 144,000 cubits. In Revelation 22, the 12 fruits on the tree of life that are born in 12 crops each year. Likewise, 1,000 is used many times in Scripture to represent God's completed perfection. So in Isaiah 60, we read that the least in Zion will become 1,000. And so God thus presents His 144,000. If you will, the 12 tribes of the representing the church of the Old Testament, times the 12 apostles representing the church of the New Testament, times 1,000, 10 cubed. To God's perfected completion. And the point of it all, saving faith rests on Christ alone. He both makes and keeps you his own. And therefore, Romans 4, the promise is sure to all who believe. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 463, stanzas 1 and 5. 463, 1 and 5.